An SAT or ACT score won't always predict how a student will perform in college. That's why Agnes Scott College went test optional. Laura Martin is in charge of enrollment at the Decatur School.
We wanted to be able to reach more students who were underrepresented and first-generation students, and typically those students don't test as well on standardized tests.
Applicants who don't submit a test score still have to turn in another work sample, like a graded writing assignment, and colleges usually look more closely at those students' high school transcripts. Aaron Pallas is a professor at Teachers College at Columbia University.
Moving those test scores out of the way and focusing on the things that may in fact be more predictive of a good outcome is a sensible thing to do.
Agnes Scott plans to evaluate its test optional status yearly. For now, the school says it's working. Martha Dalton, WAB News.